Tired of feeling like a victim to your past, your temptations, or this culture? Discover how Romans 6 turns you from a broken instrument of sin into a powerful instrument of righteousness in God's orchestra. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, if you haven't checked us out, go to fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. We are here to serve you so that you are ready to interact in the public square. If you're enjoying these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and place in that Washington Defender app. Place this into your huddle. That really helps us get the word out. What's our goal with these daily devotions? To change our hearts so that we change the public square. And finally, if you're a monthly supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much. You are helping us get programming out just like this. We're doing our prayer tours. We're doing comments on our legislation. We're doing a lot of different things to keep you informed of what's happening in Olympia and around the world, you might say. And so we really want to encourage you to become financial partners if you aren't already. All right, so we are in our Sin in My Life series, and we are talking about sin. And if you didn't start with this at the beginning of chapter 6, I laid out pretty much every sin I could find in the Bible. So go back, I think it's 3 or 4 days ago, but go back and check that out. There is such thing as sin. There's things that dishonor, displease, and God says are out of bounds for us as Christ followers. And we're going to talk about something that I think is a secret sauce to life today. Because I love chapter 6. It lays it out, 6, 7, 8. They lay it out so clearly about this struggle with sin and the victory that we have in Jesus Christ. So if you haven't gone back and read chapter 6, 7, and 8, I want you to encourage you to do that as well. But today's secret sauce, when we look at it, if you get a hold of this one set of verses, it will revolutionize how you walk with God. Because our culture and our world is lying to us each and every day. It is telling us that we are victims. We're victims of our past, that we have to give in to whatever the past says. We're victims of our parents. Well, it's our parents' fault. We're victims of the oppressive group that may be holding us down. We're victims of the government. We're victims of institutions. We're victims of all these things. And I am here to tell you that is not the message of the Bible, nor is it the message of the cross. You are not a victim. And these set of verses, when we get into it, it is going to show you how to live today in such a way that you become victorious. See, you can't be both victim and victorious. You may have been victimized, but that doesn't mean you stopped being victorious. It's true. Think about that for a moment. Someone may have taken advantage of you in a moment of time, but I want you to know you can remain victorious over them. Death will not hold you down. The grave will not hold you. So, let's dive into the Word of God here together. The theme of today is, I do not let sin reign in my mortal body. So we're going to read the verses, and then we go back through them verse by verse. It says, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its lusts, and do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness, but present yourself to God as those alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not be master over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. So let's start here. Verse 12. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body. Reign in your mortal body so that you obey its lust. We all have lusts. We all have a sin nature. But we're not going to allow that sin nature to reign. What does it mean to reign? Like if you have the reins of a horse, you are directing that horse. you're not going to allow your sin nature to direct you any longer. When your sinful nature is telling you that you are an alcoholic or a drug addict or whatever it might be, you're going to say to that sin nature, no, in the name of Jesus, you do not have authority over me, nor do you reign over this flesh. When you have convinced yourself that you are the opposite gender and you somehow are in the wrong body, I want you to know that you're going to say that thought, that desire, that emotion, no, in the name of Jesus, I'm not going to allow sin to reign in my mortal body. When you're sitting there and you're contemplating adultery, pornography, and all the stuff that goes with it, you are going to begin to say to that sin nature, no, you cannot reign in this body. You are a man of God. You are strong in God's grace and mercy and in his word. You are a valiant warrior. God has set you upon the rock of Christ Jesus, and you are not a victim to sin any longer. You're not going to give in. You're not going to sit down. You're going to stand up in the full armor of God today and see and know that God is with you each and every step of the way. Why? Our culture is trying to feminize you, to try to make you feel as if you are not victorious. And God wants you to know something, young man, that you are strong in the things of God. His word that you learned in your youth is alive in you today. And so do not give up in this moment. Stand, because Jesus Christ is in you today. So, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body. You know what the most important word there is? Let. We let sin reign in our mortal bodies, and we obey its lusts. We all have different lusts going through, whether it's food or whether it's cars or whether it's women, whatever it might be. We all have different lusts in our body. And the thing is, are you letting it reign over you? Does this lust have control of your mortal body? Say it with me. I do not obey the lusts of my body. You're not going to obey them. You're going to be a man of God's word. You're going to obey that. That is manly. Walking in holiness and righteousness before God is very, very manly. And obeying God, that is the most manly thing that you can do today. Now, someone would say, wait. Hey, if you happen to be a woman, okay, the most womanly thing you can do today. The most godly woman you could ever be is to obey God and walk in his holiness. Let's read verse 13. And do not go on presenting the members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness. Look at that. Do not go on. In other words, you used to do it this way. Before you knew Jesus Christ, before you had grace moving in your life and faith moving in your life and repentance moving in your life, you used to present your body, the members of your body, as an instrument of unrighteousness. What is an instrument? I used to teach beginning band, an instrument like a clarinet, you know, or maybe it's a trombone. I played trombone a lot. Whatever it might have been, you're not that instrument anymore. You're the sound music of your life. The sheet music of your life is just something that God wants to use for his glory, to bring attention to his name. It's no longer destructive music. It's not a dissonant note any longer. God has set you aside and set you up to be part of his orchestra instead of the devil's orchestra. You're not going to present the members of your body to sin today. Today is going to be a new day. That anger that has tried to take a foothold in your life so many times is going to be squelched today because Jesus is alive in you. So don't present your members of your body to sin as instruments of unrighteousness. Don't even pick up that sin nature today. Today's a different day. Let's say this together. I do not present my body as an instrument of unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those alive from the dead. So you're going to present yourself either to unrighteousness or present yourself to God. You get to choose. What do you want to do today? Do you want to present yourself to God, or do you want to present yourself to unrighteousness. But when you present yourself to God, look at this, as those alive from the dead. Did you know that when Jesus stepped into your life, your soul became 110% brand new? And what Paul is saying to us here in Romans is get your flesh to line up with what God, the work that God has done in your soul. Your spirit is brand new. Get your flesh to line up. You are alive. The resurrection life is inside of you. So present yourselves to God as though that you've been alive from the dead, the resurrection life. What would that look like to present yourself to God today? So you're walking into that workplace right now. What changes if you're presenting yourselves to God? What changes with your talk, with your mouth, with your heart, with your eyes, with your ears, with your laughter, with your attitude if you present yourself to God? So see, I present myself to God alive from the dead. And your members as instruments of righteousness. This is where your sheet music changes. I can remember being in band and the sheet music, if it fell off the stand, it was like, wait, I have nothing. And you play the wrong notes or you try to get your music up really quick. God's sheet music, when played in harmony and played in sync with all that he has and the right tempo and the right dynamics and the right whatever else that God wants you to do, you begin to walk in the things of God and you begin to understand that God is with you each and every step of the way. He is directing your life. He's the director. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. He's directing that life. He's keeping you in step or on the beat. He's got that little voice that says, let us align with the word of God. You're presenting the members of your body as an instrument of righteousness. What is the most righteous thing that God wants to do in you and through you today? How can you be a blessing to God today? Let's say this. I present myself as an instrument of righteousness to God. Now, if you thought that was good, you have a choice. Present yourself to unrighteousness, present yourself to God. Be an instrument of unrighteousness, be an instrument of righteousness. But look at this. For sin shall not be master over you. Did you see that? Sin is not your master. Your past is not your master. You may have made a million and one mistakes, maybe even a billion, maybe even a trillion. Maybe your mouth has gotten away and you have made mistake after mistake and you've fallen short and you keep going back to that drug or that addiction. You keep going back to whatever it might be. And you're just like, God, I need your help. I need something to change today. Are you going to succeed more by telling yourself, well, that drug is going to be master over me today? No. I have found this to be true. If I go into band practice and I walk in there and I'm trying to sight read music, I'm going to play a lot of wrong notes. But at least I tried to play the notes. And when the band director stops and he says, hey, on that right there is an A flat, not an A natural, used third position on the trombone. He corrects you. It doesn't feel good at that moment. You're like, oh yeah, I should have read the key signature. When he corrects you, he does it because he's building something that's beautiful over the whole orchestra. See, he's the master. He's saying from A flat to A natural. Or A natural, A flat, whichever, I just said that. I need you to understand something. Sin is not your master. Sin is not conducting your life, the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God, by the blood of Jesus Christ, and the love of the Father is directing your life. For sin shall not be master over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. God gives grace enough to fix your notes. When you're playing the wrong note, God's willing to say, hey, buttercup, let's fix that. sin shall not be master over you. That's beautiful. So what's our application today? You're walking into work. Say it with me. Today, I do not let sin reign over my mouth, my heart, my ears, my life. Sin is not my master today. Today, I do not present my body as an instrument of unrighteousness. I am going to do things today that glorify and honor the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the risen Savior, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God. I am going to honor Him today. You say, well, Pastor Brian, I don't even work in a church. Doesn't matter. I don't care what you do. You may be an elected official, and the whole caucus is saying do something wrong that's contrary to the word of God. You're going to present yourself as an instrument of righteousness today, as one who stands for righteousness, who walks in righteousness, who lives in righteousness. God wants to do something in you and through you like never, ever, ever, ever before. Today, you're going to present your body as an instrument of righteousness. And if you're contemplating doing something that's just contrary, you might be listening to me right now and you're contemplating looking at pornography or going out and having an affair or flirting with that girl, whatever it might be. And God wants you to hear this loud and clear. You are a man of God who's been bought with a price. Present your body as an instrument of righteousness. Today, I'm going to live and interact with others as alive from the dead. You're presenting yourself to God as alive from the dead. Present yourself to others as alive from the dead. Turn that frown upside down. Get a smile on your face. Get the joy of God's salvation in your heart, because sin is not your master, and you find yourself under God's mercy and under God's grace. I want to encourage you. Go read Romans chapter 6. It will revolutionize your life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. And Lord, as we start our day out, go before us in all things. God, you are our band director. God, we take your correction when we're playing the wrong note. We're not in sync with the band, playing the wrong tempo, whatever it might be. God, we listen and watch you. Our eyes are on you. Our eyes are on the word of God. We love you, God. Change us from the inside out. Let us be people who shape the culture because we reshape ourselves. We love you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard